assume the first part of the game probably isn't your all-time favorite, but you have to be happy with a happy ending, right?
Yeah, I mean, to come in here and get a win is a daunting task, and you know, it's not, you know, when you play these division games and there's so much on the line, it's, you know, an ugly win is a win, regardless of how it comes out. And, you know, there's a handful of times where the ball really kind of bounced their way today, and we were resilient. We kept fighting. We kept believing. And we came out and got a win.
Well, I know there were multiple interceptions. Was there anything more to
take away? You know, the first one, the ball got tipped to the line of scrimmage and bounced up. Bounced backwards and hit Robbie, and just bounced up. The guy gets his hands on it, and sometimes the ball bounces your way. Another one I was throwing away, and it hits the defensive lineman's arm and pops up in the air. I'm just trying to there's pressure coming, and just trying to throw it in the grass and at close to a receiver, and it looked like it hit his elbow and just bounced straight up and right into another guy's arms. And there was some miscommunication on another one, and it was just one of those days where. You're not catching a break. And then we did at the end. We finally got a break when the ball bounces off of their arms and we catch it and our defense intercepts. So these games are crazy. You know, when you play a division game and there's a lot on the line and you're playing against a very good team, very well-coached team, you just got to weather those storms and find a way to fight and find a way to hold on and get a win.
Was the touchdown pass to Floyd, was that similar in any way to the first one you threw to him that he got called for the offensive pass?
Yes, or a similar play call, but Mike, that goes to show you too. That's the resiliency I'm talking about. You know, his number wasn't getting called, and he wasn't getting opportunities all game long. And then, the biggest opportunity he got all game, he makes a phenomenal play, and catches a game winner. Just resilient. You know, for a young guy to stick with it, it's hard when you're being asked to block linebackers and linebackers and linebackers, and then you finally get a chance. To stick with it, to keep your mind in the game, to keep to keep focus, and then to focus on that ball and pull that thing in, just speaks to his maturity and resiliency.
You're talking a lot about resiliency. You were pretty resilient today too. Is that just a matter of being so long and doesn't want to phase you?
Yeah, I mean you play this position long enough. You got to deal with the ebbs and flows, the positives and the negatives, and you can never get too high or too low. You got to think about the next play. You can't worry about what happened in the first quarter, what happened in the second quarter, what happened in the last third down, whatever the situation is. You just got to you got to stay mentally strong and focus on the upcoming play, and you got to block all that other stuff out.